time for today's Rewind 2026. May 31st, 1870. Professor Edward Joseph Desmet of the American Asphalt Pavement Company, New York City, patented the stuff that sticks to car tires and shoes when it gets sticky under the summer sun. Mr. Desmet had invented the first practical version of sheet asphalt. On May 31st, 1889,
Moody River, more deadly than the vainest night. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life.
2,300 people died and thousands lost their homes on this day in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Heavy rains throughout the month caused the South Fork Dam on Lake Conemaugh, some 14 miles from Johnstown, to break. The wall of water hit Johnstown some 57 minutes later. May 31st, 1941. The very first issue of Parade, the weekly picture newspaper, went on sale. Some 125,000 copies were sold for a nickel each. Parade became the most read publication in the U.S., with a circulation of over 22 million readers in 132 newspapers. On May 31st, 1943...
Yes, there he is again, the youngster. Millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Brought to you by Swift & Company, Archie Andrews, and all his gang.
A comic strip came to radio as The Adventures of Archie Andrews was heard on the NBC Blue Network. Archie, Veronica, and the gang stayed on radio for about 12 years. May 31st, 1969. Stevie Wonder's My Cherie Amour was released by Tamla Records, part of the Motown group. The song made it to number 4 on the pop music charts on July 26th of 1969 and stayed on the charts for 11 weeks. The story goes that My Cherie Amour was not the original title of the song. Stevie had named the song Oh My Marcia for a former girlfriend. On May 31st, 1990...
I gotta get on that internet. I'm late on everything.
A summer replacement TV show named Seinfeld debuted. It only ran through July, but the show then returned in January of 1991 to become a full-blown smash, running through May 14th, 1998. On May 31st, 2005...
Happy Molde to you. Happy Molde to you.
Former member of the FBI, W. Mark Felt, stepped forward as the Watergate mole, Deep Throat. The secret Washington Post source, who worked with reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein that helped bring down President Richard M. Nixon during the Watergate scandal. Celebrating birthdays today.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Broadway Joe Namath was born in 1943. And Brooke Shields was born in 1965. The number one record on this date in 1970 was...
Everything is beautiful in its own.
Everything is Beautiful by Ray Stevens. And that's today's Rewind 2026.